And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Toujours elle, Bila est accolée par Kautogi Utrada.
Tako gadna i bubuljičava, a ja sam bio mrtav pijan. Uno, dos, tres, play! Play!
Hey, it's Amelia hosting our radio show here with an invasion from brain tumors. All the way from Minneapolis on their West Coast tour. Joel just played an intro song, which I think is on Bloodstains to Yugoslavia, and he's going to introduce the rest of his set after he tells you a little bit about what you just heard. Here's Joel Gomez.
Yes, that was Pekinska Patka with Bilaje Takolepa. They are from what was formerly Yugoslavia, and I'm not sure which part, and people get upset if you say the wrong one, but I'm fairly certain they were actually from what is now Serbia. So if I'm wrong, please don't get too angry. Up next is The Faction with Tongue Like a Battering Ram.
We'll be right back. življenje polno ljubezni, trav in stec. Noč ne premakne, noč ne premakne, noč ne premakne. Naprej. Noč ne premakne, noč ne premakne, noč ne premakne. Ala začnimo zdaj.
Oh!
right. So you just heard Heimat Los with Warzawa. Before that was Bloodmobile with the Smiths. Before that was Pankrit with something that I cannot pronounce. Potsitnitsye na Morju. Before that was Mess with Hakeguchi. Before that, Death Side with Stick and Hole. And for that, Stillborn Christians with New Right.
Perfect. Well, it's been an honor to have Joel on the show, since he is the guy who got me into Japanese hardcore and punk, such as Confuse and Guy and the Swankies and all that back in 2005. He made me my first Japanese punk mix tape. So, I don't know. It's been a real honor. And next up is Drew. So, Joel, thanks for your set.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Perfect. Woo! So, Drew, do you want to introduce
Greetings.
Your first song?
Yes, this first song is by a band called Why Die from Philadelphia. And I will wait to title it until after we play it.
Fuck you! stadium, the outlets were closed. The rats were biting cats again, and everyone was not just another Sunday lecture, just another commercial venture. School has left its scars, and we work just the same. Nothing ever changes except the things that we blame. It's a negative point of view, and I bet you've got it too. Don't have a nice amount in a London bank account, a pocket full of destiny, a panic-stricken ecstasy. Another generation, a general intimidation, pushing through the O-level crowd is allowed. It was easy, it was cheap, don't do it. Apathy and ill, but it's the same everywhere. Neutral into positive is something to share. The light has changed from red, and now it's green instead. Your brain is in a better condition than mine. I heard about your feelings on the old grapevine. You can eat industrial waste if you can stand the taste. Trying to focus the haze or the craze. It was easy, it was cheap, go and do it. I think you're telling people that they're capable too. They don't want to believe me, and there ain't just a few. All are insecure, and I love telebures. Conscious popping consequences in the latest overway. That endless rebel loud applause, the audience without a cause. Someone shouts at me, and I can't disagree. I don't need my agent said, I got the street inside. I never pass the same way twice, I never take my own advice. If you can understand, go and join a band. All I can say to you is this: it was easy, it was cheap, go and do it. Yeah.
Good evening. That was Husker Du with The Biggest Lie off of Zen Arcade. Channel 3 with Manzanar off the 1981 demos. They're from Southern California. Willful Neglect from East St. Paul with Abort the Mission off their LP. Desperate Bicycles from England. The Medium Was Tedium, and that's off of the Medium Was Tedium Don't Back the Front. Grabbies with Hate Delirium Fucks My Brain off Shut Up and Learn, which is one of the most insane, demented live recordings ever by an insane, demented live human. Organized Sports with Make Them Hate, that's off their 7-inch, they're from Portland. And Wide Eyes Out for Blood, and that's also off their 7-inch, that's what we started with. So we are Brain Tumors, we're on tour from Minneapolis. We're playing tonight at the Fortress.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, I'm the local who can't help. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're playing tomorrow in Reno. So all of the nobodies in Reno, come and see some nobodies. And then we're playing Salt Lake City, Denver, and Omaha. So that should be fun. I wanted to remark that there is a letter from the singer of Badnoids here, who once that guy punched me in the face a couple times. It was pretty funny. I deserved it, but I mean, not really. All I did was hit his beer out of his hand twice. So it was warranted, and it was a fun time, but that kid is cool, and I'd like to say hello to him, and also would like to say you should listen to a band called The Funeral and the Twilight, who are our friends from Minneapolis. We describe it as Nick Cave taking mushrooms and becoming a Satanist. So hopefully we just insulted them through that description. Also, last but not least, that I have to say is Joel made me a punk too. And I'm not really a punk. In fact, I just wear a bunch of shitty vintage clothing and call that punk. But I grew up listening to death metal, so I feel a lot better about myself now than I did before. Here is Amelia again.
Cool. I'm going to do a plug for donating to Maximum Rock and Roll. So thanks for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world every week for free. If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you? Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com, and click on the donate button or mail it to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California, 94146. USA. We have a censored version of the show available for stations. This guy Andy goes through and censors it every week, and we're really appreciative to him. Go to our website and click on stations for more details. For more information about the magazine and this radio show, check out our website or email us at radio.maximumrockandroll.com or radio@maximumrockandroll.com. For reviews, send 2 copies of vinyl, but only 1 copy of CD or cassettes to the same P.O. Box, MRR, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California 94146. And our Twitter is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. And yeah, it's good to have Brain Tumors here. I went on tour with them last summer, and it was pretty awesome. I only punched one of the members in the band, but he asked me to, literally. How'd that feel? Who was that? He said he's not in Brain Tumors anymore. I knocked him out of the band. But up next is Pat, and his first song is going to be a Gudon song. Super stoked. Another guy with good taste in music, so here he is. Speaking
of the mic. Greetings. My name is Pat. I play guitar, and Brain Tumors is just another disposable musician. I would also like to mention that Sir Joel Isaac Gomez also introduced me to the world of punk. Really only a couple of years ago. Before that, I was listening to a lot of jazz and Bonnie Nirvana Raitt. And Bonnie Raitt.
And ABBA,
of course. But who doesn't listen to Greg and Greg say, okay. Anyway, I would just like to say that. And we just released a new 7-inch on Deranged Records. It's called Fuck You Forever. I think the title says it all. For the most part, but yeah. At any rate, enough babbling. We're gonna get this new set started here. Thanks again for Amelia, or to Amelia, for having us idiots in charge of this really high tech stuff and really awesome record collection here. It's really awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pat. What's your first song?
The first song is off of a comp called My Meat's Your Poison.
So good.
It's a good one. It's a Japanese hardcore comp from the 80s. The band is called Gudon. The song is called Tit for Tat.
Woo!
Do not Yeah.
Hello, hello. Yeah, thanks for listening to that. What you just listened to was Rojoitus off of an album called Hatamorka and Fetamin. Song was called Hasselholmen Hardcore. They're from Sweden, but they're playing Finnish style punk. Again, that one is thanks to Joel for showing me that a while back.
We don't like Joel, but he got us into good music.
What we heard before that was... sorry about that. We heard De Kreuzen from Milwaukee. That was off of the self-titled LP. You can also hear it on off the Cows and Beer EP. But that song was called Enemies. Before that, we had De Clino from Italy off of the Erasia LP. It's a title I can't really pronounce. Tutto ci ciò ci mi sai dire. I'm sorry. I'm probably going to get beat up by somebody for that. But that's okay. Joel will probably beat me up for that one. Anyway. before that we heard the Dicks off of the Peace EP. That song was called I Hope You Get Drafted. Pretty mean thing to say to somebody. Thank you to Drew for showing me that.
I was at Trader Joe's recently. There was this Vietnam vet like behind me in line. He was like freaking out. He's like, I think I was killing the wrong people.
Oh,
it was kind of upsetting.
Sad.
Yeah, it was kind of sad.
Vietnam vets. I worked with veterans, homeless veterans for 3 years, and Vietnam veterans are some of the most amazing like go-to it people that I've ever met. Like, yeah, they're it's weird. You know, respect to everyone, but those guys are really something else.
Yeah, agreed. So that song was that's just something if you're sitting next to a group of idiots at a cafe and everyone's being obnoxious and just that'd be like the right thing to say to them, I think. At any rate, going on, before that we heard the Wipers off of the Alien Boy EP. That song was called Telepathic Love. It's a really kind of a sweet song. Some of Greg Sage's mildly okay lyrics. I always like their songs, but the lyrics are always kind of stupid. I like that song a lot. It's an interesting one. Before that, we had a song from a band called Dr. Zeke. I don't know much about these guys, and they're a Swedish band. They only have one EP with one song on each side. Both songs are amazing if you can find it. It's a song called Jag Ska Aldrig Dö, and it is off of an EP called Uda Pulsar. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but the only reason why I know how to say the song title properly is because they say it in the chorus, kind of. So there's that. And then before that was a Japanese band called No Side. That was a song called Fad off of the Depressing Day EP. No Side, again, thanks to Joel for showing me that. It's become one of my favorite bands to listen to from the whole Japan era, like late 80s stuff. That's about does it. I think I introduced the first song.
We'll just play it.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I think we're going to play some new Brain Tumors. If you guys want to introduce the first song on your new EP.
None of these song titles matter because their band doesn't matter, and all these lyrics were written while I was drunk and everyone else was recording. So, as usual, we are a needless, functionless group of dorks who are making crappy music, and we're going to force you to listen to it if you happen to be nearby. So, congratulations, world. You're fucked. Have fun.
I think this song's called Deadbeat. Here it is.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You're a dead bitch. You're a dead bitch.
So, we have some time left on our radio show. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, we did.
Brain Tumors, it was a pleasure to have you. Welcome to San Francisco. And this last one is courtesy of Joel. It's a Paintbox song called Instant Make Your Dream off the Singing, Shouting, Crying LP. Enjoy.
Come on, let's go.